visiting with PCM head boys wrestling coach Rusty Voss. Coach, you know, you guys had a really good showing on Tuesday there at your home quad that you guys hosted. Can you kind of walk me through kind of what went so well for you guys there?
Yeah, the kids came out and they're ready to wrestle and aggressive and ready to get after it. So, you know, the first couple of weeks of practice and they're ready to have the competition. And it was nice to have the first one at home. And I think the kids were excited and went out and performed well.
Yeah, it's a good sign to see, you know, at home so early in the season performing, you know, at such a high level against some good competition.
Yeah, yep, it was. It was a fun night and hopefully we can continue that.
Can you kind of talk about your senior heavyweight and Caden Clark? You know, he's still undefeated on the season, and he had a really good showing over the weekend, too, at you guys' meet. Kind of what kind of jump has he made from his junior year to senior year now?
Yeah, well, he was doing really well last year until he broke his wrist, and then he couldn't continue on anymore. But we were really starting to see some strides last year, and we were really disappointed, he was, too, that we couldn't continue the season last year. But now he's put in some more time this summer, and we've got some other individuals helping him out, which is actually working out really well. And he did a great weekend at Independence, two-day tournament up there, very competitive tournament. And he came out on top and wrestled really well, keeping himself in position and just making the right decisions on the mat. And, you know, being a senior, he's got a little more drive, I think, and he's making really good decisions out on the wrestling mat.
Do you feel like you have a good diversity in your lineup? You know, you have two returning state qualifiers in Caliber Fry and Tucker Wheeler, and then, you know, maybe some guys on your team that were close to making it to state last year, but also some guys that are fairly new to varsity wrestling. Do you feel like there's a kind of a good mix?
Yeah, it's a good mix. Don't have a lot of them. We're missing some weights, but the ones we do have, you know, we're wrestlers in a lot of different weights. I wish it'd be nice to have a few more of those solid wrestlers at lower weights, but we're doing well. And so we continue and we'll get better.
You know, when you compete at a weekend tournament, especially like the one you did last weekend where it's a two-day deal, and then, you know, you have, of course, other ones throughout the season, you know, is that kind of a day that really, you know, tests a little bit of the stamina of your guys, you know, being able to wrestle a day?
Yeah, so when we go there, you know, we left pretty early Friday morning, and it's a long day Friday, and then you don't have much time at the hotel, and you got to be right back there on the next day on Saturday, which is – it's a good way for these kids to understand right from the get-go that, you know, it's going to be a grind from right from the beginning, and they can keep at it as long as you can stay healthy and, you know, just keep working at it. Because we have, you know, almost, five weigh-ins in, like, 8 days here in the last couple of weeks, and that's a lot of wrestling, a lot of competitions and a lot of up and down for each individual in their own way. And so you just got to be – stay on the path and keep getting better every day.
You know, have you evaluated as coach? You know, I'm sure an adjustment period. Do you feel comfortable with how your guys have been able to adjust to getting into wrestling shape? You know, a lot of them were football players as well, but kind of getting back into that conditioning level that you want them to be at?
Yeah, they didn't really understand at the beginning of the first few, you know, week and a half of practice why we were doing what we were doing. But then I think they've got the idea now, because we pushed them really hard right at the beginning, because, you know, you have to get them in shape. And I knew what kind of competitions we had coming up. And if we weren't in shape, it was going to show for sure. But no, they took it and they're doing really well. These kids, they don't complain. They're just hard at it. They just want to know why we're doing it, and I tell them, and then they figure it out once we hit those competition times. And so no, they're hardworking kids, and it's showing.
What do you feel like a guy like Tucker Wheeler that has been a multi-state qualifier that, you know, is very good at his weight class and one of the top wrestlers at that weight class, what do you feel is one thing you have to do this year to just get over that hump and potentially, you know, contend for a state title this year?
He's got all the talent in the world, and probably the biggest thing is him, is him himself in between his ears. You know, when you're at his level, it's not all about the technique. It's about what's going on in your head. And, you know, you're driving yourself so hard all the time. And he's very, very aware of where he's at and what he wants to do. And there's a lot of pressure on him. He puts a lot of pressure on himself. And we're working on a lot of how do we get through that pressure? How do we cope with that during matches, you know, between matches? And doing some of that stuff, but he's getting there, and he's got a great shot at winning, I think. And so we just got to get there. It's one of those things where you just kind of keep climbing the hill and and hopefully we're on top at the end.
Well, Coach, kind of before we wrap up, you know, how do you feel that you've adjusted stepping into this head coach role? I know you're very familiar with the program and you were pretty much a co-head coach last year, but do you like the adjustment now stepping in as head coach?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, it's fun. Kids are having a good time. We're winning, you know, duels. We haven't lost a duel yet, which is crazy because we give up 4 weights and sometimes 5 weights, and we still find a way to be on the top of the score on the duels. So that's a good thing. It's kind of a fun thing, and then the crowd gets in it. We've had some home meets, you know, and then everybody gets excited, and we're ready to move on. We've right now, it's just like anybody else. We've got our nicks and dings, and we've got the next man up type of thing here last night. So we are kids are stepping up in some of the other areas and doing their thing, and so we're just moving on every day. Each day is a different day.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, you know, and best of luck as you guys head into this last little stretch here before Christmas break.
Thank you.